Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Starline by an actor, vocalist, model, and dancer. You've seen him in American Horror Story, War Game, and in the North American Tour of Cats. His latest project is as Aaron Samuels in the touring production of Mean Girls on Tour. We welcome Jose Raul.
What an introduction. Thank you, Sean.
Jose, let's go beyond the mic. Does it blow your mind to go from American Pop Orchestra's Next Gen winner to being in Mean Girls?
It definitely does, especially considering when I won that competition, I was wearing a full-length, not ball gown, but it was a dress. And so, you know, the two are not diametrically opposed, of course, but there is sort of a difference in one's mind between full-length dress on stage to Aaron Samuels.
Everyone loves Aaron Samuels. When someone comes to see Mean Girls on tour, what will their favorite part of the performance be?
Their favorite part of the performance will be the female principals. They absolutely kill it. It's called Mean Girls. It really is about them. I am privileged to be on stage with them. Their voices are incredible, and they are funny as all heck.
Now, how many times did you watch the movie, and what do you want people to take away from your version of Aaron Samuels?
How many times did I watch the movie? I would guess probably around 8 times in my life. Yeah, starting from when I was probably 10 or 12 years old. And my version of Aaron Samuels, I love that question. I would love people to take away the idea that, you know, he is in some sense a pawn. He could be anybody. But the fact that Regina and Katie care so much about him speaks to, you know, what makes him attractive, what makes a guy valuable to young women. And I think that I want people to take away that Aaron is actually not just a random guy. He is someone who does have a specific set of worthy attributes.
How is it when you're working with so many Katies and Reginas? How different is that?
Yeah, I think that's a really insightful question. Gratefully, I've experienced the gamut. I have worked on stage with at least 3 of each, actually 4 Katies and 3 Reginas. No, 4 Reginas. So that's been really, really cool. And, you know, at first when it's a debut, you know, I don't have much context. Sometimes we'll get to do a rehearsal with them where I'm included in the rehearsal, but sometimes not. And in those cases, all I can do is be totally present for what they're giving me and letting that be what impacts me and what affects the next things that I do on that stage. Because, as an actor, that's my job from my perspective. But furthermore, in this show in particular, it really is about them. So if I were to do something that, you know, I'm used to doing for my Aaron and for what I think Aaron is supposed to be every show, if I do that, it's a disservice to the audience. And it's a disservice to the story, and it's a disservice to the people on stage with me. So, and then in the context of working with an actor that I have worked with before, you know, there was a period of time where it was 2 alternating Katies pretty consistently. And I, by the end of that time period, I did have a bit of an internal knowledge of what the differences would be. And it is sincerely so much fun. There is no hierarchy about, you know, oh, I prefer this one versus this one. No, they both have a mastery over the role. It is also a really underappreciated role in musical theater, low-key. I mean, people appreciate it because Lindsay Lohan originated it and she's the lead, but it's a hard role to sing. You're on stage all the time.
Does it change the way you perform? And can you give them an eyebrow lift and try to make them laugh?
I think it does change the way that I perform. The way that I work, at least in this show, is I stay in the world the whole time for the most part. So I don't really do, like, you know, little insider looks between, you know, Jose and the actor. I'm pretty much Aaron the whole time, talking to Katie and Regina the whole time.
But now that I brought it up, I see ideas popping in your head. Jose Raul joins us beyond the mic. He is from Mean Girls on Tour, and he joins us for the Rocking Eight. Jose, all this is 8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There's no pressure.
Okay.
Best musical you haven't been in?
Spring Awakening.
Why?
Oh, Spring Awakening. Well, I was introduced to Spring Awakening at around the age of the protagonists of that show. So that's about 12 to 14, maybe upwards of 15, 16. And I think it really finally encapsulates the confusion and frustration of exploring one's own romantic attraction in a society which seeks to keep that on lock and not really engage in those discussions.
Now, do you read more books on paper or electronically?
Unfortunately, electronically, I just today was looking for bookstores near me. Yes, electronic is convenient, but the screen is an eyesore.
Favorite flavor of ice cream?
Vanilla. Controversial.
Now, that's very controversial. Last thing you sketched, and what freedom does sketching allow you?
Last thing I sketched was probably my, yes, it was my own face. It was a profile of my face. It allows me the freedom to decide which parts of myself I'm going to more heavily identify with. And it is also kind of an opportunity to encapsulate the my sense of identity at a given time.
Least favorite drink to make as a barista.
Anything with a bunch of stuff in it. Conversely, I my favorite is a cappuccino.
Which friend of yours gives you the stability you need right now?
Right now, it is my friend Steph. She is, you know, even if she's if she has difficulty in her own life, she is always helpful in reminding me to just go for the most exciting version of my own life because it's the only one that I got.
Keeps you grounded.
Yeah.
Best thing to give someone from Lululemon.
A good pair of pants.
Who doesn't need pants? One place you would like to vacation but haven't yet.
Puerto Rico off the top of my head.
Okay, why?
That is where all four of my grandparents are from.
Jose Raul from Mean Girls on Tour joins us beyond the mic, and it's time for the back half. Jose, after you were awarded a full tuition scholarship at Temple, how did your education prepare you for touring right now?
You know, in university, I really was, I think the way that it prepared me was it gave me a sense of stability that I hadn't had before. So I had my own living space, and I also had this, it actually, I would say that it challenged me in a very specific way because I also had this outward sense, or this outward, how would you say, this outward, this extrinsic support that was like, you are good at what you do, be confident. But I had to wade in my own lack of confidence and really earn that back.
How has your love of music changed since you began musical theater?
I think what a primary way that it has changed is I am a bit more knowledgeable and appreciative of the whole. So it used to be very much more about what I'm doing, what is my voice doing, can I sing this high, can I do this trick. Now it's much more about what is the audience experiencing, how do these instruments shape this and this, you know, this convention of rhythm or tempo affect this, and why did the composer decide to put it this way.
Now, Jose, you've brought up the self-doubt you faced in your life. Why has this role changed you and changed the way you believe in your own talents?
I think from the outset, there was a sense of doubt because, you know, I grew up seeing Mean Girls, as we've discussed, and Aaron Samuels felt like an out-of-reach figure for me. He felt like, you know, he's, in some ways, people would not expect that, but that is the truth of the situation. So once I was cast, offered the opportunity to play Aaron, I said yes, absolutely, because I was so excited to take on a principal role on a North American Broadway tour. But I also had this sense of, you know, will anyone believe that I can possibly that I'm Aaron? Jose is not quite what someone would.
What?
Well, my sense of Jose, you know, I know all the ins and outs of myself, and so I see a lot of differences between myself and Aaron, but I found that I really am an actor that takes it seriously and can do the work well, in the sense that there is no way that I couldn't play Aaron. There is a way in, and I've found it, and now I know that about myself. And if I can play someone that I feel is so different from me, that means that all these other roles seem accessible to me in a new way.
So which role is your dream role? Everybody's got a dream role. I want to have a dream interview, but I want to know what your dream role is.
Yes, that would be the Joker for sure.
Really? What makes the Joker your dream?
Why? I think that the way that he accesses I don't know if convolution is a word, but convoluted things, intricacy. Also, just the fact that, I forget, I think the original voice of Joker was a Hispanic or Latino man. And I've always kind of felt like my head shape is kind of like the original drawings of him. Yeah, I've always felt called to the Joker.
You've talked about, quote, the survival jobs, the tears, the doubts, the moments of fear, and all the precious people who have nurtured me consciously and unconsciously to reach this point, unquote.
Mm-hmm.
What does reaching this point mean to you now?
Oh my goodness. It feels like just so much fell away. A lot of weight dropped off of me is how I've heard people say this before. And yeah, I just see myself as having way more possibility. I have always known and continue to know that have this deep knowing or sense of deep confidence that I can do all the things that I feel in my heart I will do in my lifetime. But accompanying that has also been this sense of, well, no one in my family has ever done anything like this. And people who look like me and have my background don't really do things like this, and or are not really present in this industry. It just feels like a sense of purifying and a sense of inner calming.
Jose, as you've reached that inner calming, how has this tour changed you?
I love that question. I am finding that I am much less reliant on external validation. And I have a sort of patience with myself. You know, when I first joined, so I had actually originally been cast as an ensemble member to understudy Aaron. And then 4 days before my debut, 4 work days before my debut, I was offered the role of Aaron full time. And so there was a learning curve for me internally through experimenting throughout those first several weeks of shows. And after all that, you know, I could have really experienced massive self-doubt, but instead I just was patient with myself, knowing that I was offered the role because they believed in me and because I believe in myself. And yeah, I would say that this patience wasn't really there before.
We're in the middle of the back half with Jose Raul. He is in Mean Girls on Tour as Aaron Samuels. When you're on the road, what comfort items do you have to have with you?
I think the answer to that is just my own reflection. It's just time with myself. Yeah, that can be going to journal.
So you don't have to have anything with you. Very interesting.
No. Yeah, the only thing is my own solitude, even for a moment, just so I can reconnect to my history and the future that I want for myself and for the world.
Who on this cast or crew have you bonded closest to, and how has their friendship helped you?
So super interestingly, so the person is Megan Arsenault. She is our dance captain and a swing. I actually toured with her prior to this for 2 years with Cats the Musical. We built a friendship there and a camaraderie there. And on this project, it's kind of this eternal reminder of who we were before and how we're growing and how much further we could grow if we want to.
Everyone has dreams. What's yours?
My dream is to work as much as I would like to, as an actor, on camera in particular, TV shows and films, with directors that I look up to, and also to release music, maybe even to tour it. Yeah, just to have uninhibited collaboration on projects as an actor.
Who was Jose before when you started, and who's Jose now?
Before I started, I was someone with a lot of hope and a lot of doubt and uncertainty about bridging the gap. And now Jose is someone who is just as hopeful, if not more hopeful, and quietly confident. Yeah.
Which directors would you love to work with, and who inspires you?
Off the top of my head, Luca Guadagnino, who has done a lot of films. He currently has two big ones, Challengers and Queer. Challengers with Zendaya and Mike Feist and Josh O'Connor, and then Queer with Daniel Craig and Drew Starkey, I believe is his name. Yes. He pulled me in with Call Me By Your Name, which is, you know, kind of an instant classic. Who else? Yeah, that's off the top of my head.
Jose, what do you consider success now?
If I'm solely defining the word success, then I would call it realization of intention.
Why do you believe that?
Well, I think that success implies an ideal outcome coming into existence. So I would say, if I'm defining what success is, it would be one's intention. So you have to have some intention. Otherwise, I think you would have to have some intention. Otherwise you couldn't be successful, because success implies a beginning and an end that's different than the beginning, and an end, which was what the beginning was setting out to achieve. Or that's one definition of success. I can see multiple definitions, though.
It's time for Jose Raul from Mean Girls on Tour joining us for one big question. Okay. Jose, you've fought through the emotional and verbal abuse, homelessness, and unemployment during COVID to thriving today. How did that adversity change the way you see yourself and the world?
Wow. How did that adversity change the way I see myself and the world? Well, it's had a massive impact for sure. I think that I am much less involved in other people's free will. I think that I also have learned so much about pain and what it feels like to be a recipient of, you know, you could say violent intention. And I've observed people who inhabit that headspace. And I think that I observe that I seek to keep my actions as supportive to other people's definitions of their own success as possible. That's also definitely true. So I am in some ways I'm certainly less outgoing, but more caring, more, I would say I strive to be a nutritious person. Yeah, and I think that as far as my relationship to myself, it's definitely a hard won journey. So I am all the more conscious and deliberate with the things that I do and don't do.
Let's sneak in two more with Jose Raul beyond the mic. Why should people come see Mean Girls on Tour?
Oh my gosh. Well, first I'll start with people who haven't seen any version of Mean Girls before. For you who have not seen Mean Girls, you should come see Mean Girls, because it will make you laugh your head off if you are willing to do so. and you will find people that you know in your personal life on that stage. Particularly if you have ever been a kid or if you are around kids currently. So that is everybody. If you have seen any version of Mean Girls before, you should come see it because you will see a lot of your favorite moments. You will hear some of the most iconic lines. You will see your favorite characters or even your least favorite characters on stage. But you'll also see the story updated for 2019, specifically. That's the year that this takes place. So there are cell phones. That three-way phone call, that iconic moment in the original movie, is a bit different now because we can see each other's faces on our screens. And if anything, it is just more real. And then the last thing that I would say is we who are telling the story every night, we grew up with these same experiences that these characters are telling. And that makes the way that we tell the story in some ways the most visceral telling of it because we are acting out our real life experiences.
It probably won't be October 3rd when people hear this, but what's your favorite song from the show?
My favorite song is Someone Gets Hurt. We get to see Regina fully in her element. She is, you know, Aaron is but a pawn. He falls right into her trap and she lays that trap so very well.
He wants to be in Spring Awakenings, loves a great cappuccino, and wants you to see Mean Girls on tour when it hits a city near you. Jose Raul, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you so much.
And that, my friends, is Beyond the Mic. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.